Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on when you are done, lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables. This is Radio Free Wichita, the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland, here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. You know, despite the fact that we were live last week, we're live tonight, it still feels good. It still feels so good to be back live with you again. You know, we have a huge, we have a packed lineup for you tonight. Hold on to your hats, that's all I can say. Kicking off the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by United States Senator Martha McSally. She's going to tell us about her combat experiences flying A-10 tank busters, as well as give us an update from Washington, D.C. Attorney General Derek Schmidt is going to be with us. He's going to give us answer the question of whether or not Laura Kelly's most recent executive order is unconstitutional. We'll talk with Matt Batzel from American Majority. I wanted to get a feel from him whether or not 2020 candidates are going to have to use different methods of campaigning than they may be used to this year due to the coronavirus and all the other stuff that's going on. I think he'll have some interesting insights. Of course, we'll talk with Sedgwick County GOP Chairman Dalton Glasscock about a few more legislative races to watch. Rachel Gressler from the Heritage Foundation is going to help us. Well, hopefully she can help us understand the $3 trillion stimulus, in quotation marks there, plan that the Democrats recently passed. That's not much of a stimulus plan. It's more like a kickback socialist wish list, but we'll talk to her. Hopefully she can explain it. And we'll talk to Mike Webb, who's a candidate for Kansas House District 93. And lastly, Deontay Johnson, who is president of the Black Conservative Federation and Black Voices for Trump, he is an advisory board member of the of Black Voices for Trump, is going to help us maybe understand why Joe Biden thinks African-Americans who don't support him aren't black. If you haven't heard that audio soundbite from last week, it's priceless. You have got to hear it. I want to start as I sit here in my home studio watching. I've got Fox News on muted, and I'm watching these protesters, kinda. They're not protesters. They're criminals. They're looters and rioters. There is a distinction between the protesters who are peacefully protesting and the looters and the rioters. And as I watch this, I want to start off this evening by saying, what happened to Mr. Floyd was a crime. The former officers involved are going to be prosecuted for it, and rightly so. What we saw in that video was disgusting. It was an abuse of power, and those involved will and should be held accountable. That being said, It doesn't justify looting and the burning of buildings. One bad act doesn't justify another. And I think one thing that is often lost in the politics of these tragedies, in the aftermath of these tragic incidents, is the fact, and it is not rhetoric, it's the fact that all lives matter. Black lives, brown, yellow, white, innocent, and yes, the unborn, all lives do matter. For example, two Ogden City, Utah police officers were killed in the past 2 days. Both young, 29 and 24 respectively, both innocent, both left work and didn't make it home to their families. Their lives matter too. There have been 1,392 coronavirus deaths in the United States in the last 2 days alone. Those lives matter. According to the CDC's most recent data, approximately 862,320 abortions were performed in 2017. Those lives mattered. Homicide victimization rates for black men are 3.9 times the national average, and 52% of all known homicide victims are black, according to 2017 data. The perpetrators of these crimes were overwhelmingly African-American. In 2018, where the homicide victim was black, the suspected killer was also African-American 88% of the time. And this is not an exceptional situation. This is the standard. From 1976 to 2005, 94% of black victims were killed by other African Americans, and these lives mattered too. 35% of women worldwide have experienced either physical and or sexual intimate partner violence or non-partner sexual violence, according to the United Nations. According to a global study on homicide, of all women globally who were the victims of homicide in 2017, more than a third were killed by a partner from a current or past relationship. Each year, over 12 million women and men are victims of intimate partner violence. According to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, these lives matter too. As of 5 days ago, 93 U.S. soldiers have fallen during Operation Freedom's Sentinel. And in total, an additional 4,431 brave men and women have died for our country in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Those lives matter, too. There were 64 on-duty firefighter deaths in 2018 in the United States, and a total of 106 police officers lost their lives on duty in 2018, a 13% increase over 2017. Those lives matter. A total of 1,627 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in the past 10 years, an average of one death every 54 hours. Those lives also matter. Now, I am sure all of these facts with you, I share these with you, not to diminish what happened to George Floyd. That was a tragedy. Nor am I trying to diminish or invalidate the need for justice. I share these with you in the hopes that they provide context. It's not an empty platitude. All lives do matter. We're all children of God. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40 says, "And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Friends, we are all brothers and sisters, and all lives matter. Period. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk with Matt Batzel from American Majority. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.